Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Katz, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. We want to discuss this week's parasha, this week's Torah portion, Lech Lecha, and the implications of why Jews are obligated to live in the land of Israel. Jews who don't live in the land of Israel have no God, it says, are like people who have no God and are like idol worshippers if a Jew doesn't live in the land of Israel. We're going to discuss that and discuss what Judaism demands of the Jewish people, true Judaism. And we're going to be discussing how Bibi Netanyahu and his evil regime are planning to throw another 17 Jewish families out of their homes in Netiv Ha'avot. First, let's deal with this week's parasha. This week's parasha, the third parasha in the Torah, is Parashat Lech Lecha. Hashem, God, says to Abraham Avinu, to Abraham our father, Lech Lecha, go to a land that I'm going to show you, then you're going to leave your land and you're going to go to another land that I'm going to show you. And he commands Abraham, he commands the world's very first Jew, the very first commandment he gets is to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to the land of Israel. That's his first commandment. That's the first thing he tells Abraham to do. The first communication we see between Hashem and Abraham is go make Aliyah, go to the land of Israel. This is the extreme importance, the essential nature of the land of Israel to being a true Jew. And this is, it's a running theme throughout the Torah and throughout the Bible, which exemplifies why it is such a terrible sin that so many Jews live outside of the land of Israel. So many Jews are willing to give up parts of the land of Israel. It's a horrendous sin, an unforgivable sin, a terrible sin. Let's start off by saying that Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father, was 75 years old when Hashem came to him and said, leave the land where you live now and go to the land of Israel. He was 75 years old. Now, it's not easy for a 75-year-old guy to leave the country that where he was established all these years, to just pick up and leave and take his family and go to some new land that he doesn't know and he doesn't understand and doesn't have any idea what awaits him there at the age of 75. So this again shows the seriousness of this mitzvah, of this commandment. In addition to that, Avraham Avinu was already teaching and preaching to Jews that there's just one God in the world. Not to Jews, to people in the world. There were no Jews yet. But he was preaching to people in the world that there's only one God and explaining to them there has to be only one God. And so he had thousands of students and thousands of converts to this monotheistic concept. So he had a huge educational system that he had established where he was. Hashem told him, God told him, leave all of that. Leave all of that and go to the land of Israel. Today, of course, Jews have every excuse in the world. We have yeshivas here, we have shuls here, we have our businesses here, we have this here and that here. They always have excuses why they can't make Aliyah, why they can't go to the land of Israel. Abraham Avinu really had an excuse. He was preaching the word of Hashem and bringing the truth of Hashem to a generation in which everybody was an idol worshiper. All the people were idol worshippers. And he was bringing the truth of monotheism, of one God, to thousands and thousands of people who were becoming believers in one God. And he had to pick up and leave that entire project and go to the land of Israel. It's quite a sacrifice. But again, it shows how serious it is that you have to go to the land of Israel. It reminds me of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzaddik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, our great beloved leader and rabbi Meir Kahana of blessed memory. He, at the peak of the Jewish Defense League, the JDL, when the JDL was in all the headlines and was a massive force for change in terms of freeing Soviet Jewry, and Soviet-American relations were being crippled by JDL's attacks on Soviet diplomats and Soviet diplomatic targets in the United States. And at the peak of that campaign, Rabbi Kahana picked up and made Aliyah and went to Israel to show how important it is that Jews all must live and move to the land of Israel. Now, just to give you an illustration of how important it is, I'm going to read to you something from Masechet Ketubot. Masechet Ketubot is part of our great oral tradition. And I'm going to read to you what the rabbis tell us that we are obligated to, that we are obligated to do, and what we're, and how we're obligated to think about Eretz Yisrael and about the issue of Aliyah. So let me read it to you first in Hebrew, and then I'm going to translate it into English. Le'olam yadur adam beretz Yisrael afilu be'ir sheruba ovdei kochavim ve'al yadur bechul ve'afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. That means, always a Jew should want to live in Israel, even in a city where the majority of residents are idol worshippers, are not Jewish and are actually idol worshippers or idolaters. It's better to live in Eretz Yisrael, where a majority of the residents of the city you live in are idolaters, than to live outside of the land of Israel in a city where the majority of the residents are Jews, or your fellow Jews that are supposedly following the Torah, so-called Orthodox Jews in Borough Park. It's better, or Kew Gardens, or anywhere else, it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael, where the majority of residents of your city and of the land are idolaters, which is about as serious a sin as you can get in Judaism, it's better to live there than to live in a city where the majority are glot kosher, supposedly Torah true Jews. No, the land of Israel comes first. That's what it says in Masechet Ketubot. And then it goes on to say, Shekol hadar beretz Yisrael dome kemi sheyesh lo Eloa, vechol hadar bechutza laaretz dome kemi she'ein lo Eloa. Which means that anyone who lives in the land of Israel, it is as if he has a god. He is as someone who has a god. And all those who live outside of the land of Israel, it is as if they do not have a god. And by the way, I just want to say, this is referring to Jews. Gentiles, of course, are not required to make Aliyah and live in the land of Israel. Gentiles should believe in one God and should believe in the truth and should know the truth, but Gentiles can live all around the world in whatever nation they were born and raised in. They're not required to do this, but Jews are required to live only in Eretz Yisrael. It's an absolute obligation, it's an absolute commandment. Jews must live in Eretz Yisrael and only Eretz Yisrael. And so Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father, the very first Jew, is commanded to go to the land of Israel. And by the way, when Hashem makes a brit with him, brit olam, an eternal covenant, brit is a covenant. What is the brit? What is the covenant that Hashem makes with Avraham Avinu? Does he say in the covenant, does he say to Avraham, I'm going to give you the Torah? No, he doesn't say I'm going to give you the Torah. Does he say you're going to be glatt kosher? No, he doesn't say. Of course, these are all important things, but that's not what Hashem promises in the brit, in the covenant. The thing that he promises him is, I'm going to give you the land of Israel. The brit between Hashem and between Avraham Avinu, between Abraham our father, and between Avotenu Bichlal, and between all of our fathers, the brit that Hashem makes with them is to give them the land of Israel. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moses takes the Jews out of Egypt and speaks to them about how they're going to go to Har Sinai, they're going to go to Mount Sinai, and they're going to get the Torah, the Jews didn't know what he was talking about. They said, nah. They didn't understand this, because they knew that their forefathers weren't promised the Torah. They were promised Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, Eretz Knaan, the land of Canaan. That's what the Jews were promised. That was the covenant. That's how important the land of Israel is for the Jewish people. Because it's you know what it's like? It's like certain plants can only grow in a certain climate. And the Jews, to become a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests, the climate, the land, the atmosphere that they're required to live in is in the land of Israel. It's the land that God chose for them to live in. And so every Jew has to live in the land of Israel. If your rabbi tells you you don't have to, your rabbi is telling you that you can be like those who have no God. Let me just give you one more passage from Masechet Ketubot, what authentic Torah Judaism teaches us about living outside the land of Israel. It says, Kol hadar bechul keilu oved avodat kochavim, which means, any Jew that lives outside the land of Israel, it is as if he is an idolater, as if he's worshipping idols. So all these so-called religious Jews that are glatt kosher and shomer Shabbos and live in Borough Park and Muncie and Kew Gardens and all these other communities, and their children go to yeshivos, they, according to, not according to me, according to Masechet Ketubot, they're idolaters. They're like idolaters, and it's as if they have no God. Because they've chosen, after Hashem has given us this sacred land again to return so that we can be truly redeemed as a people and become a light unto the nations, a holy nation, nation of priests, they've chosen once again to live in the galut, in the exile. And that's a very serious sin, and it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable in Judaism. We must make aliyah. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't prepare for your aliyah. You should be well prepared. You should be well prepared for aliyah. That means you should learn Hebrew. Learn as much Hebrew as you can learn. And your family should learn Hebrew. You have a family, you have children, family, anyone else you're bringing with you. They should all be as fluent in Hebrew as possible. That's the number one obstacle that you're going to face right away, is Hebrew, is the different language. Learn Hebrew. And secondly, of course, you should try to prepare economically so that you'll be able to adjust economically, because you don't want to go on Aliyah and then come back. Because that would be terrible. You go on Aliyah and then you decide to come back. So you want to be well prepared. You want it to be a well-organized, well-prepared move. But Aliyah should definitely be your objective, and a real serious objective. Not saying, just pretending and saying, yes, sometime in the future. Really meaning it and really preparing for Aliyah. That's something every Jew should do. And that is, in my opinion, the real great message of this week's parasha, Parashat Lech Lecha, where Hashem commands the world's first Jew, Abraham Avinu, Abraham our father, to go to Eretz Yisrael and live in the land of Israel. And then there's a brit, a covenant that Hashem makes with Abraham, Brit Olam, an eternal covenant between Hashem and Abraham, that he must live in the land of Israel. He's going to liberate the land of Israel, and he must live in the land of Israel, and Hashem is going to give him the land of Israel as an eternal inheritance. The second subject also involves the land of Israel. The second subject we want to discuss, it involves Bibi Netanyahu's evil regime. And it's Bibi Netanyahu and the Holy Kud Party. And it's Naftali Bennett and the so-called Jewish Home Party, which is really the anti-Jewish Home Party. And it's Avigdor Lieberman, Israel is our home, that's the name of his party. And the Shas party of Aryeh Deri, who have always been traitors, who supported Arafat and supported the Oslo agreements. And the so-called Torah Judaism party, there's a party called Torah Judaism. What a farce. They supported the expulsion, they supported the expulsion in Gush Katif, and they'll, for money, they'll sell their souls to the devil. And then they claim to be religious Jews. What frauds. Anyway, all of these parties and all of these leaders, they're part of a government where now the evil Supreme Court has said that 17 more Jewish families in Netiv Ha'avot have to be expelled from their homes. Their homes have to be destroyed and they have to be expelled from their homes. Because Arab Muslim liars claim this land was mine. The Arab Muslims claim everything was theirs. None of that land belongs to the Arab Muslims. None of it. They have no right to any part of the land of Israel. They don't have a right to a single grain of sand in the land of Israel. That is not their homeland. God gave that land to the Jewish people, and enemies of the Jewish people, like the Muslims who want to exterminate all non-Muslim infidels, have no right to the land of Israel. They have no right to anything, really, because their evil religion preaches genocide against anyone who's not a Muslim, so they really don't have any right to anything. They certainly don't have a right to God's land and the land of Israel. All of that land belongs to the Jewish people. And to throw these pioneering Jewish families with large families, with children out of their homes, 17 more families out of their homes, that evil Supreme Court, is a monstrous crime. And it's not just the left-wing Supreme Court. It's Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and Deri and the Aguda party, all of them, because they allow that evil Supreme Court to be a court where 95% of the judges are on the radical left, and they refuse to replace those judges, and they refuse to expel those judges and vote in judges who are real Jews. They refuse to do that because they're partners with the Supreme Court and they're partners with the evil establishment. They're traitors to the land of Israel and traitors to the Jewish people. It is Netanyahu who's throwing those Jews out of their homes. It's Bennett who's throwing those Jews out of their homes. It's Lieberman, the so-called defense minister, who's throwing those Jews out of their homes. And Aryeh Deri, who has a long history of betraying the land of Israel. All of them. They're the ones who are throwing the Jews out because they use the excuse, well, the Supreme Court tells them, what are we going to do? The Supreme Court, under Israeli law, a simple majority vote in the Knesset, they could throw all those people off of the Supreme Court. Why do you have a Supreme Court in Israel where 95% of the judges must be from the radical left? And the government that you have there protects that Supreme Court. They could just vote to say, we're changing the system here. We're changing how you pick Supreme Court judges. You know how they pick Supreme Court judges? The Supreme Court judges, the radical left Supreme Court judges, these self-hating Judenrat capos on the Supreme Court, they pick their own successor judges. They decide who their own successors are going to be. Did you ever hear a system like this? So of course the radical left judges are always going to pick other radical left judges. And so the far left controls Israel completely. They have a stranglehold on Israel. Even though the majority of Israelis are right-wing, the far left controls all the institutions in Israel. And Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and Deri and all the parties there protect them. That's why we're supporting Moshe Feiglin, because he wants to bring real change to Israel. He wants to get rid of that left-wing Supreme Court. He wants a Supreme Court that's elected by the people. And that's something with a simple majority vote in the Knesset that can be done. Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party are worthy of our support. Of course, we would go even further than Feiglin. But it would be a big improvement. Even if we had what he's offering, it would be a big improvement. It would be a big improvement. And so he deserves our support. He's an honest person and a good leader and a good Jew, and he deserves our support. We are doing everything we can to defend and protect the good Jews of Israel and to wake the Jewish people in Israel up. We have an advertising campaign where we reach Jews in Israel with the truth, the type of truth that you hear on these programs. Nobody else tells them what we tell them. Nobody else gives them this message. No one else dares to say the things that we say. It's so important that this message be brought to the people of Israel. It's so important that someone tell the truth. That's what Avraham Avinu did. That's what the first Jew did, Avraham Avinu. And that's what led to the great revolution of Torah Judaism. We've got to continue in that great tradition. We must tell the truth and expose the truth and fight for what's right. Fight for righteousness and justice. Join us. Let's fight together. Let's make a difference so that we can save Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael and Torah Yisrael, so that we can make this a better world and bring final redemption. We can do it if we fight together as a team. If you agree, join with us. We need your financial support. We need financial support as much as possible so we can advertise as much as possible, of course. And promote us everywhere you can. Promote our organization. Again, if we fight together as a team, we can make this a better world. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.